Christians are often labeled as narrow-minded because we believe that, because we reject the belief that all paths lead to God, and we are sometimes seen as barriers to a one-world religion that could be practiced by everyone everywhere, avoiding and eliminating conflict stemming from religious beliefs. But why do Christians reject the belief that all paths lead to God, or that there should be or can be one world religion to end conflict? Our beliefs are based on the Word of God, and we see in the New Testament scripture of St. John 14:6, I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible, where Jesus said, and these are his words, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." This scripture isn't difficult to understand, as we see that he is singling himself out as the way when he says, "I am the way." And we notice that he did not say he is one of many ways, but that he is the way. We also see in the scripture of Acts 4, verse 12, above that, just above that verse, we are, if we read those verses, we see that the name that we're speaking of, or that the scriptures are speaking of, is Jesus. And in the 12th verse, it says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved." Again, it's not difficult to understand that only one name is mentioned in the Bible in which salvation lies. That is in the name of Jesus, meaning that we receive salvation when we receive him. We are sent out in his name. No other name is given among men whereby we must be saved. Those are the words of the scripture. And then in the scripture, 1 John 2:22, we read, "Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist." Again, if we pay close attention to every word in scripture, we'll notice what may be seen as the little things, where it says Jesus is the Christ. It doesn't say a Christ of God, and it doesn't say he is one of many Christ, but it singles him out as the Christ. And that is why Bible-believing Christians continue to reject the idea that all paths lead to God. Now, someone might still ask, nevertheless, why can't a person simply take the good from all religions and combine them and build a personal relationship, a personal religion that is acceptable to God? The question that follows that could easily be, what motivation would a person have for reaching outside of God to accept the truth, or to take the truth or good from every religion, when God's word lets us know that he is the all-sufficient source. In the scripture of St. John 17:17, we're told that God's word is truth, so we see we have truth in God. In the scripture of 2 Timothy 3:16, it says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." So we see that in God as our source, we have correction, we have reproof, we have instruction in righteousness, and we even have doctrine. And then in St. John 14:26, Jesus taught when his followers, when he said, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things." So we even see that in the source of God, we have a teacher, his Spirit, who will teach us all things. It does not say that he will teach us some things and that we'll need to get other truths and other good things from other sources. It says that the Comforter, or the Holy Ghost, will teach us all things. And we even have the promises and blessings in God. When in 2 Corinthians 1:20 we read, "For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen." The him refers to Jesus, as evidenced in the scriptures right above that, and repeated and that are right below that. So we have all the promises, and we have all of the blessings. We have a teacher who will teach us all things. We have correction. We have all the information we need for doctrine. We have reproof. We have correction. all of these things, even a comforter that is in God. So there really is no motivation, at least no motivation inspired by God, to go outside of Him to seek truth or to seek good things when He is an all-sufficient source. And He even says, it's said of Himself in 1 John 1:5, it says, God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. So we were just taught by the scripture 1 John 2:22, where it says, the one that denies that Jesus is the Christ is Antichrist, that would make it a source of darkness. And so there really is no reason, no good reason, or reason inspired of God to go to a source that is Antichrist to pull good when we have all that we need in this source that is God, which is light and in whom is no darkness. Some people will still continue to support the belief that all paths lead to God. Some of them not wanting to be labeled as narrow-minded. But we see that Jesus actually addressed that mindset as well. In Matthew 7, verses 13 to 14, he said, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat." This should definitely remind us of the saying, or the belief, or the teaching that all paths lead to God. Those all paths certainly would be a broad way. And we're being warned right here by the Savior that that way is broad that leads to destruction. And then he goes on to teach us when he says, "Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." So where's the those who don't believe, those who don't accept, will label that mindset of saying that Jesus is the only way to God, is the only salvation, may label that as narrow-minded. Jesus has labeled that as the straight and narrow way which leads to eternal life. This is why he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me."